Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I want to talk about why men cheat. Why do men cheat? This video is for the ladies. I know that some of you ladies are really struggling with this. You're struggling with getting a guy to stick around, to lock him down, and maybe you've had situations in the past, a lot of you women have, where a guy has cheated on you, and that hurts you very, very badly. And you don't understand why they do it. You think that you're this nice girl, you're doing everything that he wants, you are taking care of your health, and you're maybe even attractive, and all this stuff, and he still cheats. Or maybe you aren't those things and he cheats. So there's many different reasons, and I want to go in this video and cover all the different reasons, my top reasons, for why I think men cheat. And I want to also give you the deeper understanding of what's really going on here about male attraction. Because I think that there's a fundamental problem, is that women, I find, don't really understand how men think. I see a lot of women thinking that they understand how men think because they've heard about it in the culture or in the media, and they think that they understand now how men think. Most of you women don't really understand how men properly think. You understand this sort of very neutered version of how a man thinks, and that's causing some problems, because as soon as you do start to understand how men think and what men are attracted to, then it all of a sudden doesn't become quite as surprising. You're not surprised by some of the behaviors that men take, and there's also some factors here that you can tweak, some variables that you can tweak in your favor so that you can make sure that men don't cheat on you as often. You can't guarantee that they never will, but you can do some stuff that will certainly help. So we're going to go into all that in this video. Let's build a foundation here. The fundamental foundation is that men are extremely sexual. Most men are, especially if they're in their 20s, 30s, and even 40s. The male sex drive is very strong, and men are much more sexual than you think they are. So I know that you think that you know that men are sexual, and that seems like, oh, that's obvious, Leo. No, it's not obvious. They're much more sexual than what you currently think they are. Your man is extremely sexual. He's also extremely visual. You have to understand that what men are attracted to in the partner that they want to be with is very, very different than what women are attracted to. The mistake here is to think that what you're attracted to in a man is what a man is attracted to in you. No, 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 no. Big, big, big wrong assumption. That's not how it works. What are men attracted to? They're attracted to the body. They're attracted to visuals. Men's attraction is 95% visual. This is critical because some women will think that, well, men are attracted to confidence. Men are attracted to humor and funniness. Men are attracted to a woman who has her life together. No. No man is attracted to any of that. Men will like that in their girlfriend. They'll like that in their wife. They'll like for a girl to have her life together, but they're not actually attracted to that. They're attracted to her body. They're attracted to her face. They're attracted to her ass. That's what they're attracted to. The rest is bonus. It's like the cherry on top of the ice cream, right? Of the ice cream sundae. It's the cherry on top. So don't make the mistake of inverting that and saying that your confidence and your funniness and all that, that is the ice cream and the cherry on top is your looks. That might be the case for you, but that's not how a man sees it. Now, you gotta take a step back here. Leave your ego at the door, because I see a lot of women, what they do is they immediately come in with all sorts of responses and reject, you know, rebuttals to this argument, and they keep saying these various different counterpoints. Just hear me out. Be very open-minded here, because this is not how you think, and it can be difficult to understand how the opposite sex thinks unless you become a little bit empathetic and step into their own shoes. See, I want to really put you through the process of how a man gets attracted. Here's how it works. A man is walking down the street. 20 or 30 feet away, he sees a beautiful girl, the kind of girl that he likes. It takes him about this long to get attracted to her. How long did that take? A third of a second? A fourth of a second? Maybe it takes him half a second? Sometimes it'll take him 1 to 2 seconds if he's got other stuff in his mind and he's a little bit busy. that computer processor is churning away on something else. Or sometimes, if the girl is not very attractive, if she's borderline attractive, it might take him 5 seconds. He might actually do kind of a little mental analysis and say, she's got a nice face, but like I don't like her butt. Or she's got a nice ass, but I don't like her face. Or it's like, oh, I really like that girl right there, but she's kind of like this hippie chick. I'm not into hippie chicks, right? He might do that kind of like a little bit of mental analysis where it's not quite as instinctive, but still it's fairly instinctive. And if she's really, really borderline and he's really, really desperate for sex, but he doesn't really like this girl and he would never take her for a girlfriend, but he would have sex with her one time. In that situation, maybe 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, it takes him to do a little bit of analysis and this and that and get attracted to her. That's about it. In most cases, it's literally less than a second. That's what you actually want it to be. If you want a guy who's really into you, you want him to get attracted instantly. If it takes him a long time to get attracted to you, he's not really into you. Now, be the man here. Put yourself in the man's shoes. You instantly get attracted. Now, what does this have to do with cheating? Well, what this has to do is it's a simple logistics. As a woman, how do you get attracted? As a woman, you need to speak with a man for at least a few minutes. You need to get a sense of his character, his masculinity. You get a sense of his energy and his vibe. You need to get a sense if he's funny or not, if he'll emotionally stimulate you or not. It takes a while to uncover those details. You don't get those 30 feet away without even speaking to a man. So as a woman, it takes you, 30 minutes? Maybe 60 minutes? Maybe even a couple of hours or even a couple of days of knowing a guy to really get to know him enough where you kind of open up and you get really attracted. You're like, oh, there's something really funny about him. I like his little quirky sense of humor. Or like, oh, like he's really confident in these situations. I've seen him in a couple of situations. Like, I really like how confident he is there. And of course, all that is going on subconsciously as well. It goes on subconsciously for guys and for girls. That processing is going on subconsciously. Maybe there's a little bubble of consciousness here or there, but mostly subconsciously. And then you get attracted to him. So you got to be cranked up like a dial, right? It takes a while to crank you up to build your attraction. With a guy, it's instant. So what does this mean? This means that just if those are the mechanics, and it's easier for guys, and a guy can get attracted to a girl from 30 feet away without even talking to her, then that just creates more opportunities, right? More opportunities. And sometimes that's all you need is an opportunity. And that's one of the big components of this explanation, is that guys simply have more opportunities for getting attracted. They get attracted more easily, so they're more likely to find somebody that they have chemistry with and then have sex with them. Now, this isn't an excuse. I'm not saying that this is why men should cheat on you. I'm simply saying these are the mechanics. This is kind of the reality of the situation. This is how male dating works. Right? Female dating works in a different way, and it has different dynamics. See, the other thing you gotta understand is that there's a very heavy evolutionary component to this whole dating and attraction thing. Some women will tend to think of love as this noble ideal, these good emotions and this chemistry that you have together. I mean, it is those things, but also you gotta understand what is underpinning all that. It's the emotional, it's the evolutionary forces, rather, that are underpinning those good emotions that you're feeling. And what you call love. You got to also understand that there's other forces there besides the good emotions. There's the desire to have the best mate possible. Every one of us, if we're honest, will admit that we want the best mate possible. We always want to date someone out of our league. We want to date up, don't we? Don't you? If you're honest about it. I mean, if you take a scale of attractiveness and hotness and value of a man or a woman, and you kind of graph it out like this, then you can place yourself somewhere within that. Where's your value along that scale? Let's say somewhere in the middle. Where's your man's value along that scale? Usually, it's also somewhere in the middle. The man that you attract is going to be about at the same level of value that you're at. So if you're very low value, you're going to attract a very low value man. It's going to be hard for you, if you're low value as a woman, to attract a very high value man. It's going to be very difficult because you're not going to be offering him what other women are offering him. And vice versa. If you're a low-value man, it's going to be hard to attract a high-value woman. So there's this kind of a process going on all the time in the dating market, is that guys and girls are trying to, you know, find the best that they can get, but they can't get too good, because if they get someone too good, problems start to happen. And usually, they don't get the attraction going in the first place. Now, value for man and for woman are different things. Men are looking for certain things that are valuable in a woman, and women are looking for certain things that are very different from that in a man. Now, we all want to date up. So the situation is that if you attract a man who is much higher value than you, the problem is going to be is that he's going to know that, and he's always going to be on the lookout for somebody else. It's the same thing with you. If you attract a man who's much lower value than you, and you're higher value, then whether you want to or not, your eye is always going to be on the lookout for someone who's a little bit higher value. Because you want to date the hottest, most attractive, most confident, most masculine guy that you can find out there. And a guy wants to date the hottest girl that he can find out there. That's just how we're wired. This is wiring. It's important not to hold this against men or women, because this is something that happens very unconsciously within us. We're not choosing this stuff. A man is not choosing to get attracted to the woman that's walking down the street. He sees her, she's beautiful to him, and that's it. In the same way that a woman doesn't choose to get attracted to a man, because a man, for example, might come by at a party, have a very good charisma and energy to him, and she gets attracted after a few minutes. She gets attracted because that personality is something that she finds very masculine and strong and confident and attractive. She wants to be a part of that. She wants to be a part of that masculine energy. So all of us want to date up, so don't be too self-righteous about this stuff. Women also cheat on men. It's not a problem that only men cheat. Women also cheat, and they cheat quite a lot. But I would probably assume, I mean, I don't have any numbers, I would assume that men cheat more. And the reason for that is because they're visual. They get attracted much more easily than women do. So I think that is the key explanation. Okay, so that's kind of the foundation. A little extra piece of that foundation is that, evolutionarily speaking, we're not a monogamous species. I'll shoot another video about that, because that's a very deep topic. There's a lot of science that goes on to make this point. But you can take a look at the science, you can read books and different research that they've done, but really it's pretty clear that within the animal kingdom there are various types of sexual relationships going on. Some animals are monogamous, some animals are polyamorous, some animals are polygamous, and various combinations like that. Now, what are human beings? Human beings are not monogamous. Human beings are also not naturally polygamous. Human beings are in the middle. They're polyamorous. What does polyamorous mean? That means that we have multiple sexual partners, and our relationships don't tend to last long. We like to screw around. We're basically sluts. We're the sluts of the animal kingdom. And this makes a lot of sense. Because, for example, even if you take a look at primates, you take a look at various species within the primate kingdom, you take a look at chimpanzees and gorillas and other primates there, you'll take a look that, for example, certain anatomical features will correspond to the mating style of that species. For example, with gorillas, they live in troops where the one male has sex with a lot of females. So that's kind of like a polygamous type of situation. In that situation, the male testicles are very small. They don't need large testicles because they're not competing with other males to inseminate females. Take the opposite end of that spectrum is you've got chimpanzees who are extremely promiscuous, and they have sex with everyone all the time. There's no sense of relationship going on with chimpanzees. So in that kind of environment, the anatomical features that correspond to that is that the males there, they have extremely large testicles because they're always competing to inseminate females. And so they need large testicles to carry large quantities of semen. Human beings are actually in the middle. Our testicle size is closer to a chimpanzee than it is to a gorilla, but we're in the middle there. Now, why am I saying all this? It's not to shatter your hopes of a monogamous relationship or a marriage or anything like that. If you want that, you can have that. All I'm saying is that that's kind of where our natural needle is settled, right? That's kind of our default position. Now, you can move away from that default position, but the more you move away from human nature, the more trouble you're going to run into. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind that we're trying to create these long-term relationships. We're trying to make them last. And it's difficult. It's difficult because we're not really wired for it. Neither men are nor women are. but we're kind of trying to do this artificial thing. Alrighty, so that's the foundation. Now here are the top actual specific reasons that men might cheat on you in a specific situation. Now, everything I told you up to this point, that was nice theory, good understanding, but you can't really change that. That was human nature. You're not going to change human nature. So that might make you feel a little bit depressed. You might say, well, Leo, you told me all this stuff, but like, I'm really interested in finding that one guy for me. How is this helping me? You're just making me miserable and depressed. You're making me feel even worse about my chance of finding that right guy. No, don't worry. Here's the stuff that you can actually take some action on. That's just human nature. You can't do anything about that. But you can do something about this. So the top reasons. Reason number one, and number two, and number three all have to do with sex. So reason number one is that you're giving him bad sex. The sex is bad. Reason number two is that the sex is stale, which is different from being bad. It's stale. That means it was good before, and now it's bad. Reason number three is that you're giving him no sex at all. Your relationship has devolved to the point where there's no sex going on. So these three points, actually what I want to do is I'm going to tell you the rest of the points so you have some context, and then we're going to go into some depth on each one. So those are the first three. The next one, the fourth one, is that you're overweight, you're gaining too much weight, or you're letting your appearance and your looks, you're letting that go. You're letting yourself go too much. He's losing attraction visually to you. The point after that, fifth point, is the passion is gone. So the sex might be missing, but also just excitement in the relationship, non-sexual passion. That might be gone. Or maybe it wasn't there in the beginning. The next point is that it's just there. If a woman, you gotta understand, if a man is offered sex on a silver platter, if some beautiful woman just comes up to him and says, hey, would you like to have sex with me right now? I don't care how loyal that guy is. I don't care how moral that guy is. I don't care how much he's in love with you. He is going to be very tempted, at the very least. Most guys would probably have sex. And maybe if he's very, very committed to you, he'll think really hard about it, but he'll really have to go against his nature. So sometimes you got to understand that if it's just offered to him, if he ends up being in a situation where sex can happen easily, he's most likely he's going to take that. Or it's going to be hard. The next point, reason that a man would cheat on you, is he's trading up, quite simply. I mean, he might be in a relationship with you right now because you're giving him some easy sex, and it's nice, but he's on the lookout for something better. Maybe he really knows that he wants something better. He wants something more attractive. Or maybe he knows that you're lower value, he's higher value, and he's looking to close that gap with somebody else. So, that's why it's important to always be dating somebody who's, you know, reasonably within your league. If the difference in value between you two is very drastic, it's going to be tough to hold that together. One or the other of you is going to be tempted to trade up. The next point is that he's drunk. I don't drink. I've never really drank. Never been a big drinker, but a lot of guys do. They go out partying Friday, Saturday night. They drink. Like I said, stuff happens, and sex is just offered. It's easy. It's convenient. They get with another drunk girl, and it happens. Of course, this isn't an excuse, but it's a major reason. It's very hard to hold back your natural urges when you're wasted. So consider that. And the last point that I would say is bad character. He just simply has bad character. Now, what does this mean, bad character? Well, no matter even if the guy's attracted to you, some guys out there are just scumbags. Just like women are. I mean, there are bad people in the world, people who aren't moral, people who don't really care about being honest, people who will lie constantly about stuff. So if you run into a character like that, and you're not really good at screening character in people, then you might run into people that you get into relationships with that are going to cheat on you, simply because that's how they live life. They cheat at not just with you, but other areas of life. So sometimes a cheater is just a cheater is just a cheater. So you got to look out for that as well. So those are the points, right? Sex, make sure the sex is good. Make sure it's not stale. Make sure that there's excitement going on. Make sure that from the very beginning, the sex is awesome. Make sure that you are good in bed. Make sure that you study and you learn how to please a man in bed. Because if you can please a man in bed in a way that other women can't, wow, that's a very good way to lock him down. Very good way to lock him down. A man will really think twice about trading you up when he says to himself, oh man, she's amazing in bed. Very few women are that amazing in bed. that's going to make him think twice about sleeping with that other girl. I guarantee it. If there's no sex in your relationship at all, wow, don't even expect for the guy to stick around. That's pretty much disaster going on right there. I don't even know why you would want him to stick around if there's no sex going on. That already shows dysfunction. But, you know, sometimes marriages will turn into this, is that you start having sex in your relationship once a day, then once every 2 days, then three times a week, then one time a week, then one time a month, and then never, or maybe once a year. So if that's what your relationship is like, you're having sex once a month or once a year, yeah, that's a big, big, big red flag right there. You need to fix that, or don't expect him to stick around. Your weight, if you're letting yourself go in the looks department, I know a lot of people are overweight these days because it's very easy given the culture, the culture and how it stimulates with all the nasty and garbage food that you're eating. Get yourself into shape. Be fit for your man. There's nothing that a man likes more than for his girlfriend to be nice and fit and attractive and beautiful looking. That's what he wants in a girlfriend. Every man wants that. I don't care who he is. If he doesn't want that, then he's full of shit. He's lying to you. So he wants a fit woman. Make sure you take care of your nutrition. Make sure you take care of your exercise so that you look good. Passion. Make sure there's adventure and excitement going on in the relationship. Make sure that you're not just him is taking you on dates and stuff, but you're coming up with ideas too. It always helps when the girl is coming up with stuff to do. It keeps more of the passion alive because the passion does tend to get lower and lower and lower as the relationship ages. And then other than that, you know, screen for those bad characters. Make sure your guy isn't going out and getting wasted every night, because if he is, then it's just going to be a matter of time before he ends up sleeping with somebody. But, you know, don't be too paranoid. I don't want to make you paranoid. I want to, in fact, use this video to make you more grounded and more confident in yourself. Sometimes guys will cheat on you. Sometimes girls will cheat on guys. Yeah, maybe guys do it more often than girls. But in the end, that's part of human nature. You can't change that. It's better to just accept that that's a reality, that that could always happen. And then take care of some of these points that you do have control over, like the quality of the sex, how you look, the passion that you bring into the relationship, screening for bad characters. If you do those things, then you're going to do everything that you can. And I don't want you to be bitter against men. I want you to kind of just say, oh, okay, so this is kind of how a guy thinks. This is kind of why it happens. I got a little bit more clarity and insight now into how this works. These are just kind of some of the mechanics of life. And, you know, it's okay. I don't need to be bitter about it. I don't need to be hyper-vigilant about it. I don't need to assume that every man is going to cheat on me, because all of those are dysfunctional modes of being in a relationship. You don't want that. If you approach a relationship from one of those angles, it's gonna hasten your chances of getting cheated on. So don't do that. Go in there expecting the best of your man. But also, you know, watch out. Watch out for some of these factors, some of these red flags that are going on. All right, this is Leo. This is Why Men Cheat. I'm signing off. Go ahead and post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear what women think about this. Also, please like this. Click the like button right now. Share it with a friend so that we can get more people seeing these videos. I can release more. And come sign up and check out the newsletter on the website, actualize.org. You can sign up to my free newsletter. I'm releasing new videos just like this one every single week. Lots of content. I plan to be doing a lot of exclusive stuff for my subscribers, building up the website a lot right now. So come check that out, browse all the videos, sign up, because my goal is to help you create a really passionate life, to create a life that you're really proud of, that you're really excited about. So whatever that is for you, if it's a relationship, I want to help you do that. If it's a career, I want to help you do that. If it's your fitness level and your nutrition level, I want to help you do that. Whatever you want in your life, I want to give you the mindsets you need to be successful in that. Give you the motivation, give you the passion. Because for me, that's been the biggest thing that's made a huge, huge, huge change in my life in the last 5 years, is that I've learned these advanced mindsets, and my results in life have taken off, from relationships to my money situation to my career to the level of excitement that I have in my life. It's just amazing, the level of happiness I have. So I want that for you. Go ahead and sign up. You're going to be on track with receiving all my updates, and that will be something that will transform your life if you just stick with it every single week.